This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be an us kind of thing. Bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all hands on deck. I mean, whatever we can do to get together and get behind this issue of getting this country back on track. You know, as we were talking with Sean McVay earlier, I thought maybe it's time for us to really, and even Daniel Horowitz more specifically, is that we need to enumerate the grievances that we the people have under this current government. Now, I understand not everybody is going to even agree with that, because a good portion, I say a good portion, certainly not the majority, but a growing number of people that rely on the government that have bought into this idea that, you know, the government of everything, and, you know, the government is their daddy, continues to, you know, look to them for their daily bread. This puts us in a rather precarious situation, and it compromises what freedom is all about. Freedom is based on self-responsibility and, you know, and accountability. And, you know, we're ignoring that. And, you know, the government is saying, here, 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 you know, we're going to fix that boo-boo for you. We're going to give you a trophy because you deserve it, just because you are. And we're going to placate you at every turn. But just remember who is the one that gave you this and made you feel so good about yourself, because your self-esteem has been so injured by those people that, dare they say, they want you to work. But, you know, this is the thing that they don't realize. Yes, they can, you know, buy them for the short term. But the fact of the matter is that many Americans who have bought into that, some wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, not all, but some wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and realize, hey, it's got to be better than this. You know, what happened to my big dream? What happened to the ambitions that I've held that have now been subordinated to a paycheck from the government? Is it worth it? Is it worth it for me to sell my soul? And that's what some people are starting to ponder. But meanwhile, those that are pondering that need the encouragement of we the people to say, look, we got to get back on track and open up those doors of opportunity to where you can live the big dream that is in your heart and that keeps you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Well, on another note here, CNN's Jake Tapper was talking about fact checkers, you know, checking on, you know, Clinton lies. And he says they're going to run out of Pinocchios, right, Scott? Let's listen to what Jake had to say.
And Joe, we just talked about a false claim that Donald Trump repeated. Hillary Clinton did an interview with a local Colorado TV reporter, KUSA, and she repeated this patently false claim that's been debunked by numerous fact checkers. Her claim that the director of the FBI testified that her public comments about her email server were accurate. She told the Colorado TV station, quote, as the FBI said, everything that I've said publicly has been consistent and truthful with what I've told them, unquote. Joe, that's not true. She got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post for that when she said it. Why repeat it?
Right. Well, the interesting thing about this is that her initial statements on it, people said they were parsing, over legalistic, cherry picking, if you will. But what she initially hung her hat on was the fact that the FBI director said her comments to the FBI did not indicate there were any lies. If she had lied, of course, she could have been charged with obstruction of justice, but he said that didn't happen. What congressional Republicans have been pushing very hard, and what we all know by now, is that Hillary Clinton's public statements have contradicted many things the FBI director said and found in the investigation. It's a real problem for her, and it's one of the reasons why polls suggest voters don't believe her when it comes to honesty and truthfulness. That's one of the big problems for Hillary Clinton in this campaign.
Well, Jake went on to say that those poor fact checkers are going to run out of Pinocchios before this election is over. That and Pence. The Pence suits are on fire, and they will all be burned up as well. Well, of course, the saga continues, and thank you for being with us. This is Bill Martinez live, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be up to me and you. All hands on deck. That is the requirement. Shoulder to shoulder and back to back. Getting serious about, strengthening our country once again, as Donald Trump would say, to make America great again. The DNC, Michelle Obama says, hey, America is already great. Well, where is the fruit of the greatness? Some of us would be missing that, I would say. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us right now, contributor with the Conservative Review, a frequent guest on the O'Reilly Factor, Hannity, everything that's Fox. Tom partners with his wife, Deneen, who was with us yesterday as frequent co-host, filling in at SiriusXM Patriot Radio. Tom, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, great to have you here. I like what you're saying here about Donald Trump, because I think there's a clear delineation. Phyllis Schlafly for ages has been saying the Republican Party has gotten so homogenized into the Democrats that they're no longer a clear choice but an echo. But I can tell you what Donald Trump has done is he's presented for the first time in a long time between these two parties a clear choice. And you say, particularly when it comes to energy policy, that this could be a boon for one Donald Trump. And you say it could be the path to victory for Trump.
Well, Bill, great observation. Look, the best thing the American people could always hope for is just a stark contrast in terms of who they want to be president based on their policies. So energy policy is just such a clear difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton, in her own words, has promised to bankrupt more coal companies, send more coal miners to the unemployment line, and regulate fracking, which is the process by which we become the energy leader in the world by getting oil and natural gas out of shale rock. That's fracking. She wants to regulate fracking to such a degree that very little will go on. So that's candidate A. Mm-hmm. Candidate B, Donald Trump has said he wants to increase energy production, lower regulations, and allow us to access all our natural resources on federal lands, on state lands, and everywhere. So there's your clear choice. And for the American people, that is a huge choice because we know more energy, cheaper energy prices. Cheaper energy prices means every American has more money to spend every day to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, Tommy, as you say, there has already been quite the revelation of progressives' perspective on energy. You know, you've got, you know, Secretary of the Treasury Liu saying, you know, $8 a gallon of gas shouldn't be a big whoop, you know, for people here in America, that we're not paying enough for fuel here. And says the man who is driven about town in his government vehicle paid for by we the people. You know, and as you say, not only Hillary Clinton, but Barack Obama has said, hey, look, go ahead and present those coal factories. We're going to put you out of business just flat out. Now, this is said in, you know, which seems to be ironic with the other statement that they insist that they want to become energy independent. And for the first time in our lifetimes, Tom, we have a chance to truly realize that. And the government has done everything it can to inhibit that journey of success down the road.
Great observation. Look, we're now the world energy leading producer in oil and natural gas, and because it's all happening on state and private lands and not on federal land. So at every step, President Obama has tried to restrict fossil fuel development, oil, coal, and natural gas. And we know the coal industry, the biggest coal companies are bankrupt, and we've lost thousands of coal miner jobs. This is their energy policy. This is their economic policy. And that's why coming forward to this election, that's why I think Pennsylvania could really go for Trump, because they used to do coal mining and they do a lot of fracking there. Ohio, obviously West Virginia, Kentucky, even in Colorado, they do fracking and as well as coal. So a lot of these key swing states really can really hinge on the energy policy. And again, if you don't like Mr. Trump, if you don't like Mrs. Clinton, look, just think about your own wallet. Make your choice going in.
It's still about the economy.
Exactly.
Well, Tom, what is the big lie here? I mean, people are rather confused. I mean, you know, I believe our job is to, you know, present the truth as best we know how, no matter where it leads us. We're not beholden to anybody, some, you know, regulatory group or some environmental group. I'm not saying that we should be environmentally irresponsible. I don't think America is saying that. But there just seems to be, you know, so much when we talk about energy policy, you just sense that, you know, we're like a bunch of mushrooms in the dark here, and the government continues to feed us a bunch of manure and think that we're going to continue to buy into this. But, you know, people see this, you know, like you say, in these energy producing or coal producing countries. I mean, they're seeing it, the country states, they're seeing it firsthand, and they have been devastated because of this policy that you say, wait a minute, there really isn't, you know, there isn't sound reason behind this policy other than it's some environmentalists that want to social engineer America. And we're not even, I mean, here we are, we've got an opportunity to be truly energy independent, to realize inexpensive fuel costs, and we have this movement in our country that says, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, again, just like the DNC emails, to see that they're all into control and putting their fingers on the scale. Well, President Obama, as he entered in office, he wanted to push renewable energy, and the best way to get renewable energy is to bankrupt the coal industry, which competes for the energy to make electricity.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The regulatory government gone wild. And remember, this did not happen through Congress. This happened through the executive branch, through regulations through the Environmental Protection Agency, and regulations through the Interior Department.
That served Barack Obama's cronies. I mean, this is about taking care of the people that got him elected. This is not about serving us, Tom.
It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about your listeners. It's about the green energy donors to his campaign. And Hillary Clinton has promised to do more of the same. It's going to be another 4 years of Obama and this horrendous energy policy.
Well, here's the choice, Tom. You've got, on one avenue, you got cheap energy. On the other avenue, you're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here, hoping that one day we might realize a return on investment that makes renewable energy, makes this this pathway to green energy viable. Right now, when you consider the cost of the two and what they're delivering, we're not in a position to afford this kind of investment, are we?
No, we're not, and we should just let the free market decide whichever source of energy can provide the cheapest and most competitive electricity or drive your car, fuel your car. That should be the energy choice. Government should not be in the middle picking winners and losers and favoring donors, you know, through the green energy programs. Look, Hillary Clinton has promised more of the crony capitalism on her website. Her energy policy means, and it's on her website, more money going into the Department of Energy, which will then go to profitable companies. General Electric this year got a $3 million grant to work on the energy grid. Built a $3 million grant.
Yeah, I mean, that tells you, just follow the money. Hey, Tom, we're out of time as always, you know, and here it is. The Democrats and Clinton continue to chase down the cold boogeyman at our expense.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
at the bottom of all this is the facts. It's the truth. That's what we have to make sure, whatever it is we're dealing with, that, you know, the facts and truth, you know, that all the truth and fact dots are connected. And one big issue we've had here in this country has to do with climate change. As you know, progressives would want us to believe, well, that's old news. That's already been debated. Why are we bringing this up again? It's because they've already assumed victory and assumed that everybody in America, or at least the mandate of America, has approved and acknowledged that there is, you know, global change, climate change, and they're moving on with their directives. And not only are they moving on with their directives, they're saying, look, for everybody else that doesn't agree with them, we're going to pull the full force of the law against you to make sure that you step in line and high step with everybody else. If not, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, here to break it down for us and help us understand just how diabolical this whole situation has become is Professor Tom Harris. He's the executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Professor Harris, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for coming on and, you know, keeping the truth out in front here, because, you know, the elites would want us to all drink the Kool-Aid and just, you know, high step right along with them and saying, hey, look, it's, we believe everything you've been telling us is the truth. And boy, it's hard to reconcile the truth with the lies that they're, thrusting upon we the people.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, the sad thing is they're trying to scare people out of actually looking at the real data. You know, the climate scare is not based on what's currently happening. It's based on what might happen according to computer models in the future. It's funny because 2014, they said, it's the hottest year on record. First of all, the record's only since the late 1800s. But you know how much it set the record by? This is amazing. It set the record by 7/100ths of a degree. And that got headlines all over the world. What people didn't realize is that the uncertainty and the measurement is 14/100ths of a degree. So, in other words, it set the record by less than the uncertainty. And 2015 was a little better. It set the record by 1/4 of a degree. So these changes are tiny. And the same thing with sea level rise. It's, you know, 7 inches per century. There's no increase in extreme weather, although there's a lot more increase in reporting. So if you actually look at the current data, there is no climate crisis.
Tom, they're putting their thumb on the scale. They're rigging the system. I mean, this is what progressives do. And, you know, when is there going to be a loud enough voice or somebody to kind of, you know, hit them in the forehead and say, look, at enough of this silliness. You guys, you've turned this into a whole new industry. You've wasted the people's money. You have rewarded, you know, other professors and research analysts and that sort of thing, and you've paid them to give you the information that you want, and you've used the people's money to do that. When is there enough of this, you know, this whole game that they're doing?
Well, one of the problems is the funding going to the environmental movement for climate change is unbelievable. I mean, in 2008, for example, the Climate Works Foundation received a grant of over $500 million. That was their startup funding. I mean, most groups like that, they start up with $1,000 to volunteers. This group, Climate Works Foundation, who actually helped fund Al Gore's group, they started up. Their startup funding was $500 million. And in fact, ever since, they're getting tens of millions more every year. So it's kind of hard to defeat a group like that when climate skeptics are getting like 1/100th of that. It's quite funny because, you know, when Peabody went out of business, like you were just saying, there were criticisms, and some of the people on their list were actual skeptics. Well, the amount going to them was trivial. I mean, it was, you know, as they say, 1/100th or less of what goes to the climate alarm. And also, Peabody were funding people like Ducks Unlimited and the Sierra Club and the Democratic Party. So apparently it's only bad if you're funding one side, but not the other.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of the Sierra Club, you know, the president of the Sierra Club was quite embarrassed, and he should have been, when Ted Cruz exposed him, you know, in that Senate hearing. You know, and all he could say was 97% of the scientists agree. Well, that's not even true.
Well, no. In fact, you have to ask, what do the 97% of scientists agree to? Well, actually, 100% of scientists agree that there is climate change. And 97% agrees we contribute to it. But none of that is the question. You know, across the world right now, they're spending over $1 billion a day on climate science. And the only way that could be justified is if the amount of climate change we're causing is dangerous. If it If you actually ask scientists behind closed doors, do you think our carbon dioxide emissions will someday cause dangerous climate change? Almost invariably, they say, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it looks too good in a poll.
But here it is. We're dumping an inordinate amount of money to research this. It's all prejudiced. And again, I go back to the fact of it's the people's money. And I think that whenever you use the people's money, forgive me, but I think there ought to be a return on investment. But there's no accountability.
Oh, yeah.
We just drop it into this dark hole. Is it any wonder we're looking at $19, $20 trillion in debt, and we continue just to throw money at all these different whimsical things that the elites can come up with and try to force a round peg in a square hole? But that's, again, you know, I'm looking for a voice of reason that tells them, stop. You know, what are you doing? You cannot irresponsibly spend the people's money like this.
Yeah. Well, you know, ICSC, the group lead, is nonpartisan, so we're not supporting any candidate. But I will say that what Donald Trump is doing is a big step forward. He's not afraid to say, look, the idea that, you know, we're causing this dangerous problem is a hoax. I mean, it really is a hoax to say that we know the future of climate. I asked scientists behind closed doors, is it going to be warmer or cold?
Right.
Is very unknown. We can't really forecast weather in 2 weeks. So people are saying, well, then, weather's part of climate. How do you forecast climate in 50 years? So, I mean,
exactly.
I think Trump is doing an enormous service to the American public by bringing up the topic and not being so afraid of political correctness.
Well, they've turned this into, a climate religion. And that's the thing. And they're forcing people into it. And you know, kind of interesting that there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, but they've brought in their own church that somehow accommodates their political interests.
Yes, and in fact, some of our scientists have had death threats, if you can imagine that.
I mean,
you
imagine.
Hear about stories of, you hear about professors being fired and people being told, you know, you can't be in the X party, whatever that party is, unless you buy the climate scare. Here in Ontario, for example, the official opposition to our government is actually trying to have just a different kind of carbon tax. And I met with them the other day, and I say, look, you're just asking the people to choose between being hung or shot. I mean,
yes.
I don't think that's a very good choice. So, I mean, I think that's where Trump is actually doing something that really is needed in many other countries, is you need to have a real choice, just like your previous person was saying, the person you interviewed, is you need a real choice. And there certainly is right now. So I think that, as I say, what you need is the elite. And there's an interesting study that was done out of Yale and McGill universities, and they showed that when the elite, when the leaders in society are skeptical, the public follow. A lot of Republicans think they cannot be skeptical because they have to follow public opinion. But in fact, this study, which came out a couple of years ago, showed that the public opinion is largely led by people like the Republican Party. So
amazing.
If they want to ever get out of this climate scare, then they're going to have to start doing what Trump is doing.
It's called leadership, you know, Tom? You know, the difference between where we are and where we need to be is when leadership is required, and that's been the problem. And this is what America is aching for, is somebody who can lead the way and, call it for what it is and encourage us to get to that point where we need to be, where everybody is better served. There's been a lack thereof. We've been run by polls and, elites that have their own agenda. Is it any wonder that 7 out of 10 Americans say we're on the wrong track today?
Oh, totally.
No big surprise. Professor Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Professor Harris, good to have you back with us, and we need to have you back more often, okay? So let's get it on our calendars. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nisina, I have lost over 12 pounds.
I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Just the way you like to be fresh every day. 3 hours coming your way from 9 to 12 Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hello, America. Good to have you along with us. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're very fortunate to have Shirley Aaron back with us. I wanted to have her back here because there is so much about the topic that she was addressing about the hatred in America, which is still a struggle for Hispanic and Latinos. Now, that headline may sound harsh, but I don't know what other word to substitute for it. And sometimes you just have to call it for what it is. You know, the heck with political correctness. Let's just go head to head with this. You know, the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement may be making headlines across the country these days. But, you know, African Americans aren't the only minority group to feel slighted, according to a new poll research poll. More than half of Latinos living in the United States have experienced abuse, discrimination, and unfair treatment, according to author Shirley Aaron. The hate and injustice in today's world is strikingly similar to her days as a Southern teacher during desegregation. Shirley, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for inviting me back.
Well, good to have you here, Shirley. Now, you were a teacher. And in the South, during desegregation, tell us, you know, as best you can recall, you know, what was happening for you and for the people?
Well, when I first began teaching, before I began teaching, I was a school secretary for about 9 years. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I was living in Notasauga, which is the setting for my book, Troubling the Ashes. And during that time, we were getting ready to meet the guidelines that Judge Frank Johnson had handed down to all the public schools, K through college in Alabama. And we were trying to meet those deadlines by 1972. Mm-hmm. So the school had just was beginning to come from the ashes, metaphorically speaking, of when the school was literally burned by a perpetrator in April of 1964, and it was rebuilt the next year. So we were, it was a town that was rebuilding, the school rebuilding itself, rebuilding its families, its churches, the community. And so I worked very closely, as did everyone involved in the school, Notasauga school system at the time, in making sure that we met Judge Johnson's guidelines to desegregate completely by 1972. And I don't know if you've looked at those guidelines of Lee versus Macon and the follow-up that Judge Johnson issued in 1967 about that, when he made every public institution of education in Alabama a defendant of Lee versus Macon, and he added all these guidelines, which many of them were based on the 1954 Brown versus Arkansas Board of Education, which was handed down by the Supreme Court under the Eisenhower administration. So Judge Johnson went back to that lawsuit and guidelines, which really was not being met anywhere in the South, and I don't know if it was they were being met anywhere in the United States, but he went back and took a lot of those things and added a lot to it. For example, he added that there had to be provisions made for female sports, and that you had to have ratio of teachers based on the ratio of race in the school. For example, if your student body was composed of 55 or 60% African-American students, then your teacher ratio had to meet that. And so there were a lot of guidelines that we were trying to meet. And during this process of rebuilding the school and meeting the guidelines and then dealing with the division of the town, which was slowly beginning to come around to accept the fact that desegregation had occurred, and it was it wasn't going away.
Right.
So the attitude of the town was becoming one of acceptance, and I'm not going to say they embraced it, because those people who sent their children to the private school, some of them were still a little standoffish, but then some of them were coming around and coming to the football games at Notasauga, and they hadn't been to a football game in years and years. They began to purchase ads. If they owned a business, they began to purchase ads for the school annual or the football program. And so there was a sort of turning of the tide as people began to accept. I think that's the word I want to say. They accept and respected one another. And so the book sort of ends on a note of hope and optimism. And I would like to see that today. I'd like to see that in the United States today, all over the country. Instead of this anger, and I can understand people's anger. I do. But, you know, we teach our children, and we go to church, and we listen to the minister talk about how to channel your anger into something that's positive, how to be tolerant, how to treat people equally, and talk about the teachings of Jesus. And to me, being tolerant and not discriminating is just simply doing what Jesus taught us to do. Now, that's how I see it.
Right.
And it really pains me to see the discrimination against minorities, because whether anyone wants to admit it or not, too many times in America, minorities have been on the other side of justice. And That needs to change.
Right.
Because in my opinion, we are one America. We are a melting pot of people. We're made up of different religions and different races and different languages and different cultures and different creeds and different sexuality. And instead of fighting that and creating division, we need to recognize that our diversity is our strength, that that's who America is. We are many people. One country, many people. We're not one party. We're not. We're not one political candidate. We're not. That's, I have seen so much division among politicians and among family and among friends, more than I have seen in years and years. I have seen more of that recently. And it really grieves me because we're better than that.
Well, it's the way the American people, Shirley, are conquered. We're hyphenated, we're bifurcated, subdivided into all these particular interest groups, and politics is doing that. The way of politics today, it's not uniting us. It is truly divided us. And the thing is that, you know, all these things accommodate, you know, special attention. You know, freedom, you know, if everyone is not free, then freedom doesn't exist.
All these things that
you're bringing to mind here, Shirley, are dealing with the exception. You know, being a Hispanic myself, you know, people have asked me, well, you know, have you had to deal with prejudice? And I say, I have, and I'm sure maybe even more so than I realized, but, you know, I just didn't pay attention to it. And a lot of other people, that I know, blacks, other Hispanics, kind of the same way. It's like you kept your eye on the ball. The eye on the ball was not to get caught up in the entrapment of some sort of, you know, shortcoming or some sort of prejudice, because that didn't, you know, it may on one hand motivate you, but you didn't want to be enslaved by that thought. And I think that too many people today have become enslaved by that. And this is their frustration. They really just don't know how to speak out against it. And other than to say, well, it's unjust, and it really is, but we're not getting beyond it. We still have too many people that are entrapped by it. But we'll further that discussion on the other side of the break. Shirley Aaron is with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life and now I find you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
However you join us, thank you for coming along for the ride here as we pursue truth wherever it leads us. Hey, we're just not afraid of that. If we're going to get this country back on track, let's do it based on the truth and the facts as best as we know them, because we know in the absence of truth, absence of fact, opinion rules. And this is the problem with America today, and why so many of us agree that we're on the wrong track is because it's based on too many opinions, and we've ignored the facts. Shirley Aaron is with us right now, retired Alabama teacher, Georgia media specialist, 42 years of experience in education, and there is so much that we can draw from her experience, and I appreciate her coming on, and also talking about her new book, Troubling the Ashes. Before we get back into our conversation, Shirley, I do want to give you an opportunity to talk about your book, Troubling the Ashes. Why the title of the book?
Well, it originally was called The Notasauga Story, mm-hmm. and I didn't really like the title. My children didn't like the title, and my publisher didn't like the title. So yeah. One morning, my publisher called, and she says, now, keep in mind, the school was burnt, was desegregated in February of 1964, and 2 months later, a perpetrator burned the school to the ground to prevent the African-American students, the six African-American students, who were the only students in the high school after 2 weeks because there was white flight. So 2 months after the six plaintiffs of Lee versus Macon desegregated Notasauga High School, it was burned to the ground. So my publisher calls me, and she said, I woke up last night, and I have thought about a title, Troubling the Ashes. Mm. And she said, are you familiar with John 4:5? And I said, yes. Mm. And she said, you know, the angel comes down and troubles the waters.
Yes.
Then when the waters have been troubled, the angel ascends into heaven, and there's a cleansing, a purifying. Mm-hmm. And then Sean MacDonald, are you familiar with Sean MacDonald, Bill?
No, I'm not.
He is a religious songwriter and singer, and he has this beautiful song called Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on John 4. And right. in his song, he calls it Troubling the Ashes instead of Troubling the Waters.
The Waters, yes.
And Edna St. Vincent Millay also has a poem based on John 4:5, and she calls it Troubling. There's a phrase in the poem where she says Troubling the Ashes. And what it means is that people like civil rights attorney Fred Gray and Judge Johnson and Martin Luther King and Jesus and people who have fought causes for the common good, they come in to places where there is turmoil or where there is trouble.
Yes.
And a lot of people think they're stirring up trouble. They need to stay at home. And instead they go in and they get involved in this very life or death situation and this very controversial issue. And they stir things up for the common good.
Mm-hmm.
And when they leave, hopefully there is a cleansing, a purifying,
mm-hmm.
and that things become settled and are united. So that is where the title comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the title. And I love
it. I do too, and it has so much more meaning and understanding where you were coming from that. And you think in a situation, you know, we've often heard about the rise of the phoenix and coming out of ashes and, you know, that story. And, of course, in this particular case here of, you know, it's kind of a sifting. Even though things have been devastated, even like at 9/11, 2001, there was a sifting of materials there. It was a troubling of those ashes there.
True.
And just about any catastrophe you go to, you trouble the ashes. I mean, you know, a plane goes down and you trouble those ashes so that you can put together the story and understand what happened.
That's true.
And it takes a special person and a group of people, you know, to be open to that process, because you want to, you know, you're devastated. You think all is lost, but there is still life in those ashes if you want to do what it takes to go and trouble those and get the real story out of it, right?
That's true. And I think that 9/11 is a great example of that. It could be called Troubling the Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was witness. He was standing outside his apartment in New York City when the second plane went through the second tower.
Right.
And, you know, it's something that's just burned in his mind that he'll never erase.
Mm-hmm.
And the coming together of America after 9/11 is sort of what happened in Macon County in Notasauga in Alabama.
Mm.
And did they stay together? Did that glue stick? No, there are cracks here and there. Glue dries. And when glue dries, it begins to crack, and
right.
there are places where it falls apart. But we can repair things. I think that's what I would say to all the people in America who are angry about government or about anything. Your anger and your hostility and nasty language is not going to solve it.
Right.
What is going to solve it is by stepping back, reevaluating the situation, and asking yourself, what can I do to help this situation? Not just to help me, but to help my neighbor, to help my fellow man. Now, if that fellow man or your neighbor, Hispanic, African-American, Asian, or whatever, he or she is your neighbor. He or she is part of the human race. He or she has the same heart that beats blood through their bodies as beats through your body. The difference is the color of your skin. You are alike in more ways than you are different. And that's what I would say to Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We are more alike than we are different. We are of the human race.
Right.
Don't split yourself off from people. There have been people from every country and every race that have made wonderful contributions to this country. And you need to acknowledge that. Don't stereotype everybody, every race.
Right.
Every religion based on separate incidences.
Right. Well, Shirley, what comes to mind constantly is appreciating the higher calling that each of us has.
Yes.
That when we're off track, as you and I were talking about off the air, when we're off track, we got to know what standard is. You know, where do we come? Where have we lost sight? In the troubling of the ashes, what do we want? What are we shooting for? What have we lost in translation? And I think that what's happened and what's kind of prolonged this difficulty in the race relations in this country. I mean, we spent trillions of dollars in the war on poverty, you know, for over 50 years, and the poverty level has gone from 15 to 15.1% after $22 trillion. You'd think that we have smart enough people to say, hey, we've got something wrong here. You know, this is we're just not getting the benefit and the payoff here. But I think what's at the basis of all this is kind of what you're suggesting here, Shirley, is that we don't know where we're going. We know something needs to be fixed, but we don't know what we're fixing it for and what it looks like. And that's what needs to be articulated so that when we get off track and when Black Lives Matter want to come in and they're upset and hold the L, you have some sort of calming perspective to say, I understand why you're frustrated, but keep your eye on the ball. This is where we're headed.
Yeah. And I think, you have to say that to them, and you have to respect their point of view. If you come to, and you know this, Bill, in a family situation with your children or spouse, if you come to the table to have a discussion, and all you can do is blame and give your opinion and express how you feel, and it's all about me, and I want you to know how I feel about this, and I don't like it, and I'm going to tell you to your face, and I'm going to tell you how much, you can't come to the table and solve a problem and talk, and that's all you talk about. That's the only way you approach the problem is from how angry you are. At some point, you have to say, okay, I'm angry, now what can we do about it?
Exactly. Yeah, until you get to that point, then you're still, you know, you're still fighting, like you said, that somebody who's drowning. You know, you don't go in and save them while they got all the fight. You got to wait until they get the fight out of them, then you can help them out. And this is kind of where we are right now. But sadly, we don't have enough examples. An example that was so helpful, you know, for race relations was Martin Luther and you know, and Dr. King. Look what happened. They kill him, and so much got lost in the process that could have, I believe, you know, could have short circuited a lot of the problems. But here we are, sadly. You know, and I say a sad commentary on his legacy and all that he laid out in other civil rights activists in the past. And, you know, I'm like you, Shirley. I mean, we've gone through enough of this stuff and we've troubled the ashes. And you and I are looking for that benefit and looking for that healing aspect of what it's all about to where we can get beyond this. You know, by God's help and God's will, you know, to be this, because this is not what he wants for his creation, certainly.
No, I don't think so. And I think we have to be kinder.
And without a doubt.
I had a personal incident that happened over the weekend.
Well, Shirley, we're out of time here, but I want to remind everybody of your book, Troubling the Ashes, available at all the usual places. Shirley Aaron on Bill Martinez Live. That's a wrap for us. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you mañana right here.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat.